I read an editorial in the newspaper recently. We no longer have a newspaper around here. We have the newspaper.
We have fewer newspapers.
We have fewer newspapers than we used to. Not less, right. But fewer. But anyway, I was reading the editorial in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. One of the reasons I do not read those editorials very often is that they make me so mad, because the syntax and punctuation and several things that are so bad, and I know they're intentionally bad.
It's in a sort of folksy manner.
I suppose. And one thing it may even be is an appeal to youth, which we know that screws all media up. Screws up all media.
Yes.
But anyway, looking at this editorial that I read recently reminded me of two simple rules that people might enjoy hearing about. One is, when do you use a semicolon?
Now, if you ask me personally, boy, I try to. I am scared to death of a semicolon.
I don't think we generally need to use semicolons. In journalism, we use them very seldom because we don't like to write long, drawn out sentences.
Right.
We use them to separate groups of words that have commas in them, so it's easier to read. But in general, we don't write complicated sentences that have semicolons. But the trick, then, to using a semicolon correctly, or perhaps to avoiding using it incorrectly, is if you can't use a period in that place in this group of words, mm-hmm. then you can't use a semicolon.
So in other words, if you couldn't take out the semicolon and put the period there, if that doesn't make sense, then the semicolon doesn't work.
Absolutely.
So getting back to my style where I just put the period
right.
and start the next
and
sentence.
And capitalize the next sentence, that's fine.
Okay.
And that's more journalistic style, which makes sense why you use it. But people throw semicolons around in place of commas, usually. That's mm-hmm. usually the error. And what it is if you don't have a full sentence after the semicolon, you shouldn't have a semicolon there.
So, it has to be even. It has to
right.
be a balanced.
Right.
Okay.
And I have always thought that it's odd to me that semicolons are more like periods, whereas colons, which look like they're stopping things
right.
better, are actually more like commas.
Hmm. Okay. So and the Democrat Gazette editorials often use the semicolon.
I don't, as I said, I don't read too many of them because they make me angry. But the one I read recently misused the semicolon. What makes me angry about them, about the writing there, is intentional, I'm sure, and that is almost every editorial I've ever read is full of sentence fragments because they want to be modern, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But should bad be modern? I don't know. But it did make me think of a little quick rule. If you want to be correct in your writing, if you're going to start a sentence with the word which, mm-hmm. it better be a question.
Isn't it always? I mean, it's...
No. Like, such as in this editorial I read today. Let me make something up. We don't want to give our children too much sugar, period, which would hurt their teeth.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a sentence.
That's what they do. They do that. And it's kind of chopping up. And you know, they even use phrases like, I know in this editorial there was, especially the blah, blah, blah. Well, that's really a fragment. I have seen people try to make which the subject of an independent sentence, and it's just not.
If it starts with which, it better end with a question mark.
That's right.
Catherine, thank you very much.
You're welcome.